AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A top U.S. counterterrorism official has quit over the Trump administration's war in Iran. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
National Counterterrorism Center Chief Joe Kent says he cannot in good conscience back the war. On social media, he writes, Iran pose no imminent threat to America, and it's clear the war started due to pressure from Israel and its American lobbyists. 2 weeks ago, President Trump denied Israel pushed him into war.
No, I might have forced their hand.
Saying he was convinced Iran would start a war.
They were going to attack first. They were going to attack if we didn't do it.
Kent ran the agency tasked with analyzing and detecting terror threats. The ex-Green Berets, a former political candidate with right-wing extremist ties, and had been on the job less than a year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he's been rejected by NATO and most allies to join the mission to secure the critical Strait of Hormuz. Israel's defense minister says the Israeli military killed top Iranian security official Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. Stocks are higher on Wall Street even as oil prices go up. Republicans are launching an unprecedented effort to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about a bill they know won't pass, requiring stricter voter registration rules. President Trump is pressuring Congress to act before the November midterm. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes Senate Democrats don't get in the way.
It's ridiculous for them to oppose it. We are cheering along the Senate Republicans in trying to force this through. Hopefully, we can get this to the president's desk for signature.
Leaders of the World Anti-Doping Agency are considering adopting a rule that could bar President Trump and all U.S. government officials from attending major international events, even if they take place on American soil. The ban would include this summer's World Cup and the L.A. Olympics. The U.S. did not pay the agency dues. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street even as oil prices tick higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is coming off its best day since the war with Iran began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 150 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude rose 1.7% to about $95 a barrel. That's still below where it was at the end of last week. Delta Airlines rose about 3.5%. The airline raised its forecast for revenue for the first 3 months of the year, saying it was seeing strong demand for flights. Other airlines also moved higher. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon says it is offering 1 hour and 3 hour deliveries for customers willing to pay an extra charge. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.